This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It is that time of the year yet again for the annual Natural Science Week, where we celebrate science and we give a public glimpse of science. And well, this year's event runs from the 1st of August till the 6th of August 2020. And the theme for this year's event is celebrating the role of basic science in the modern world. Now, the 2020 National Science Week is even more special in that the national launch will be hosted by MUT on Saturday, 30 July 2020. And here to talk further more on the National Science Week, we are joined by Professor Alfred Msomi, who is the head of the Department of Mathematics and MUT's National Science Week Covenor. So help me to welcome Professor Alfred Msomi. Unjani namhlanje?
No, siyaphila sisi, kunjani kwena?
Ngiyaphila, ngiyaphila.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, that's great. So, I hear, Wuti, you are the National Science Covenor. So, I believe, Wuti, you can tell us a bit about the preparation.
All right, no, thank you very much. Sisi, MUT has been participating in the National Science Week for a very long time. And fortunately, this time around, we have been given an opportunity to be the host of the national launch for the National Science Week.
Yeah.
Now, briefly, when you talk about National Science Week, we need to remember that the Department of Science and Innovation annually leads the National Science Week, which is a celebration of the important role as science, technology, and innovation play in daily life. And the week is celebrated through collaborative activities by various stakeholders in the national system of innovation. And the 2022 edition, as you have already alluded to, of the National Science Week will be celebrated from the 1st to the 6th of August 2022, whereby all the 9 provinces are supposed to be taking part in the celebration of the basic sciences, as you've mentioned, as the theme of this year.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's great. So we hear that the launch will happen at MUT this coming Saturday. What is the significance of having the launch at MUT for the science education in this province? I mean, I believe Wuti si kaza kakhulu ngalokho. So
yes. Firstly, it is important to mention that the national launch, it has become a standard practice that the NSW Focus Week be preceded by the national launch event on the last Saturday before the actual Focus Week. Now, as we have said already, MUT this time around has been given an opportunity to host the National Science Week. All the institutions that are participating on National Science Week have been given opportunity to host the launch.
Yes.
So for MUT, ever since NSW was introduced, MUT has never had an opportunity to host this launch. Hence, the organizers this time around felt that it is time for MUT to be given a platform whereby they can show how they can handle the National Science Week launch.
That's great, Uguti Natis. It's only it's Uguti. We can actually host Amanye because I feel like Bali Uguti Natis MUT string is Uguti. We the cool cousins in Bambile.
That is true, yes.
So take us through some of the events during the focus week. Uguti Zobegwendala specifically.
Well, maybe before we get to the events of the focus week, let's briefly talk about the national launch itself.
Yes.
You know, so the event of the national launch, which will be on the 30th of July. It will be led by the Minister of the Department of Higher Education, Science and Technology, Dr. Blade Nzimande.
Yes.
And he will be supported by the Premier of KwaZulu-Natal, together with the MEC of Education in KwaZulu-Natal, the Executive Mayor of eThekwini Metro, as well as the Vice Chancellor of the Mangosuthu University of Technology.
If I'm a member of the public and a professor, I'm interested to be a part of this science week. What can I do to take part? How can I?
Right, that's great. You know that we are just coming out of the COVID case.
Yes.
And COVID has actually taught us a number of good things such that we can have events online. as opposed to having events on face-to-face.
Yes.
So as a result, then this launch will be event will be the event that will be done through a hybrid approach with both face-to-face, which is the in-person, and the online platform. So at MUT, we will have the face-to-face gathering, but at the same time, MUT will broadcast online all the activities that will be taking place during the national launch because of, you know, the good things that we have learned or they were brought by the COVID-19.
That's absolutely amazing because the IBO, it's good to be a part of this.
Yes, and just to add, yes, in fact, you know, yes, there will be live and recorded exhibitions as well as the talks that will be led by over 50 institutions, organizations in the science and technology sector, which will be reaching out to a number of people, starting with the face-to-face people, as well as the millions of people through the media and online platform.
Oh, that's amazing. How can we expect, I mean, what can we expect from this year's National Science Week? I mean, can you please unpack for us some of the activities that are going, yes, to be taking place for our listeners? Just
right,
to give us an idea.
Right. Thank you very much. Firstly, I think we need to clarify one issue with regard to the national launch. With the national launch, we are going to expect only people that have been invited to come to the site of MUT. But otherwise, those who are not invited, they will have access to the national launch through their media, the TVs, the radios, and, you know, the Googles, the internet of this world. So these are the people we are expecting to come to MUT. And then during the National Science Week focus, MUT is going to be going out into three districts. One is Ilembe District, followed by Herikwala District, as well as the Umkhungundlovu District. For Umkhungundlovu District, we'll be sending out the Community Engagement Unit, which is led by Professor Mandleni, because this unit, they have been given an opportunity to run a ministerial special project, which was a project around robotics. And they have started working on the project last year. And this year, they are supposed to be finishing off the project. So in this focus week, they will go out to the schools in Umkhungundlovu district, and there are about six schools that they will be visiting. Then for Ilembe district, we're sending out the TSC unit, as well as the Faculty of Natural Sciences departments that will go and showcase what we do as the National Sciences. But the focus in what we'll be showcasing is about the career guidance of our students so that they begin to understand the value of science in our culture, in our country, sorry, as well as the value of science in our communities. We as South Africans, we seem to be lacking scientists, and therefore we've got to play a role as MUT, especially during the Focus Week of National Science Week, to promote, to encourage, to motivate learners to take the careers of science.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.